Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
So good, Matt. I am legitimately still listening to the motivational mix from last week and legitimately so motivated every single time I do.
It's so good, right?
It's really good, yeah.
It's so good, yeah. Yeah.
No, that was... It seems that it's actually like a bit of a crowd favorite too so far, because we're collecting a lot of likes on our playlist on Spotify. If you didn't know, you can always visit the show notes, and we have at least Spotify linked there, since that's the most popular kind of music service with our listeners. And you can listen to the mix. So if you haven't been doing that, you can certainly go there and either follow our account there or at least add it to your library. And this one seems to be doing pretty well. So I'm excited. I feel like that was really fun to put together. I enjoyed that mix a lot.
Well, you know, it's January. People are still on those resolutions. I mean, that was part of our motivation for creating that mix, was to get everybody motivated. So great to see the positive response.
Yeah, absolutely. It's it is kind of funny on that note. I'm sure we all have examples of this, but I'm very fortunate to live right by Central Park. And so I go for a run there, you know, at least a couple times a week. And what's funny is in January, it's like, who are all these new people? Because you do... you kind of start to see like the same, you know, at least like same number of people, you know, certainly not necessarily the same people, but all of a sudden you're like, whoa, this got really crowded. But you know, that's great. Like it's cool to start new things, and I'm sure some percentage of them will keep up with it, and that's awesome. That's what it's all about.
I think some NYU grad student should do a study on that and just go observe the park on a daily basis and try to pinpoint the date when things just fall off a cliff, right? Like, is that like February 3rd, where it's like the number just dropped by 30%? Like, what is that exact date?
Right. Or I wonder if it's even, because that's pretty close to Super Bowl Sunday, right? And I just feel like that's also a moment when everyone's just like, screw dieting, going hard.
Oh, and it's the Sunday night, so then... knocks you out of your Monday routine that you've created, and then
exactly
it's just that much easier to quit. So wow, okay. I mean, maybe we're, look, NYU grad student who I just theoretically put up for this job, I mean, we're doing the work for you here. Just start writing. This thing writes itself.
We really are.
Yeah,
it really does. Yeah. And if you don't do it, you know, we are ready to go to spin up a research team at Super Awesome Mix.
There's no doubt.
We've already launched a movie studio, and we were talking about making microphones before recording this. So there's no slowing this train down.
Yeah, there's a lot of tentacles to this octopus. Okay, just keeps growing.
A lot of jets to this plane. Let's just keep the metaphors going. But hey, let's talk about today's mix. What do we got going on today?
Yeah, so speaking of things that keep growing, I mean, there's just more and more new music all the time. And a few months ago, we did a new music mix that kind of covered the previous couple of months. And we got some really good response from it. And I know you and I both really enjoyed doing it. So we thought, you know, that's going to be kind of a regular show. Maybe once a quarter, we'll visit some new music. So today... it's going to be new music that's come out from about November 1st until just about last week. I think we have a song that just came out really recently. But just visiting some new music from artists hopefully you've heard of, and then some probably you haven't.
Yeah, it's a really fun exercise. And it feels like work, but not work that I dislike, right? Like it's but it is kind of tough to go out and discover new music. Like it's kind of taxing in a weird way. I don't know if you have that experience.
I enjoy the experience, but you're right. It is kind of like, okay, like when did this come out? Like, we do try to set parameters for this, so it's not something where it's like, oh, that came out 3 years ago, but I just found it, right? So we're not doing that. Right. So you got to kind of find the new music, but then it's, I mean, I don't know how you do it, but I will just kind of pick an artist, whoever it is, whether I've heard of them or not, and just start listening to that album that they just released, just beginning to end, and see if anything stands out. And admittedly, sometimes, you know, by track two or three, I'm like, well, there's probably a reason I've never listened to this artist before. But in a lot of other cases, it's actually really cool. And you kind of find some great new artists to get into, and certainly some great new music.
Yeah. Well, that seems like a great segue to talk about our first artist on this list, who you probably have heard of, but nonetheless, an amazing new track. This is called Wandered to LA by Juice WRLD, that's WRLD, and Justin Bieber. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, so there's a Juice WRLD documentary that just came out on HBO that I really want to see. So it kind of had him top of mind. And he died in 2019, but this album was just released in December, probably right around the time the documentary came out. I didn't exactly coordinate the dates on this. But yeah, I mean, you know, had some demons. In fact, I think this album is called like Wrestling with Demons or something like that. And, you know, I think it's going to be a really interesting documentary. I've heard a lot of good things about it. But, this song, I decided to listen to the album because it's always interesting. You know, I remember when I was growing up and Tupac died, and there were like three or four albums after he died. And the stuff was really good. It was just stuff that was never released. So this kind of falls into that category, although I think Justin Bieber kind of recorded his part after the fact. But yeah, I like the whole album. And this track really stood out to me because it's a little funkier, a little jazzier, and kind of fun. But yeah, just a good song that stood out to me. But I think this whole album is worth a listen.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like obsessed with his voice. I've heard a couple of his other songs, and I mean, it's always a loss to lose anyone, really, but to lose someone with that talent and that voice is really sad. But it's a great track. I hadn't heard this particular song yet, and now I will definitely go and listen to the rest of the album. But great pick. I mean, just really good. It's like I wrote here, it's a catchy beat, but it's completely unsurprising that it would be, because I just feel like that's like the music that he produced. So nice pick. Yeah, really good, strong opening.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good beat. And then, you know, all right, Justin Bieber. Admittedly, I mean, he's doing some pretty good things these days, right? Like, I think, you know, it went from really like, I'm kind of out on this guy altogether when he was super young, to where like more recently, there's a number of tracks that I'm like, this isn't bad. And sure enough, like Justin Bieber's a part of it in some way. So, yeah, guys evolve.
He has. He really has. And honestly, it's like, it's kind of really difficult to be a pop star that stays relevant through the decades, right? Like, pop is kind of known, I would say, argue more than other genres, is like just a firework. You know, it bursts and then they disappear. So the pop stars that stay around and keep producing music and keep reinventing themselves and like putting out stuff that people listen to and gets playtime on the radio, that's a skill. I mean, you may hate the music, but I feel like you have to appreciate that is definitely a skill, and he has it for sure.
Well, yeah, speaking of like HBO documentaries, kind of in that same vein, there's one about Kenny G that I started watching recently. And that and Juice WRLD, they're both part of the Bill Simmons Produced Music Box documentary series on there. And I don't like any of Kenny G's music. And after watching this documentary, I'm still not a fan. But it is remarkable how he has perfected his instrument. Like, he practices like 3 hours a day. And he still sells millions of records to a lot of people and just has continued to. And everyone's heard of him, right? Like, it's not like he's not a known entity. So yeah, I mean, very different from Justin Bieber, but to your point about just developing a skill and maintaining that at a high level, I mean, it definitely stood out to me watching that doc.
Yeah.
So now your first pick, And I'm just going to say before I even introduce it, I love this song. Love this song.
Yes.
And I never heard it before. It is Step Aside by Goodbye June.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm really happy to hear you say that. I discovered them randomly. They just made one of these, like, I follow a lot of like new music mix across a lot of genres as one way to kind of keep track of all this stuff. And these guys have a new album coming out. This was the first single off that new album. I had never heard of them. And I hit play and I was like, this is just the greatest gift of the last month, because I have not stopped playing to it. I mean, it's like a daily play for me. And every time I listen to it, I enjoy it just as much as I did the first time, if not more. It will sound exactly like AC/DC to you.
Yes.
If you're familiar with them, you will like do a double take that you're not just listening to AC/DC. Which is cool. Like, I love that there's like a rock revival. And, you know, we mentioned on a recent mix, another group that sounds like Led Zeppelin in a way, and like Rush. And so it's just like, it's really cool that, Greta Van Fleet, the name escaped me for a second. So it's cool to kind of see this rock revival and these like old sounds, but you know, like a new take on them in a way. So discovered this. Every single time a single is released off the album, I go and listen to it, and it does not disappoint. So I'm happy to hear you liked it.
Yeah, no, your experience was just like mine. Like I just started listening to this and just immediately looked down on my phone and was like, who is this? Like, this is incredible. You're right. Totally sounds like AC/DC, but also then just shifts gears a little bit throughout the song and goes in some different directions, but has a lot of those classic rock feels to it. But yeah, I'm definitely going to do more research into these guys. They're out of Nashville. I did discover that. And so I was kind of impressed because I was like, maybe they're kind of country and we're turning Samer around, but it's definitely more rock than country.
Right.
But they're, man, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, really, like you find new music, and very rarely have I had such a like positive response to a song like I did this one. So I'm definitely in on this.
That's
one.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that is perfect because I had that experience with your next pick, which was 4016 Building by Nas. And I've always been familiar with Nas. I'd listened to some of his work through the years, but I didn't know that he had new music out, and really happy to have learned that because this song is fantastic off of his 14th album. Like, wow.
I saw that too. I was like, oh my gosh, he's got 14 studio albums. That's remarkable. But you're right. Yeah, Nas is just one of the all-time greats. He's been doing it for so long. This album dropped on Christmas Eve, which you got to be at a certain level to just release an album on Christmas Eve and still have it, you know, be listened to,
I think,
and not just sort of passed over amidst all the Christmas hoopla. But no, really, it's a really good album, too, and kind of stands out. And even, you know, doing a little bit of reading up on some of the critical reviews, it's actually getting a lot of high praise from critics versus, you know, the last couple of albums he's put out. And I will say, you know, short raps for the win, as our man Megaran also, you know,
advocates
for. Like, all the songs on this album are like 3 minutes long, which I also kind of appreciate. Like, sometimes the 6.5 minute hip hop track with like seven people on it, I'm like, ah, all right, I'm good after a few minutes. So
right,
I like the length of these tracks as well. I think that works.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like we're all getting a little ADD with music. So sometimes it's nice when the track isn't like, oh, okay, I'm committed. I'm here for seven minutes. Let's do this. but no, yeah, he's so talented. His rapping is amazing. I have like a long running playlist that I call like my confidence mix. And it's just basically like music that makes me just want to walk tall and like, I don't know, feel a little bit bigger than myself, I guess.
Right.
And I felt like immediately this would go on that mix. It would be find a perfect home there because that's like the mood that I got listening to it.
Yeah, Nas has a lot of confidence. Yeah, I mean, that comes through.
Yeah,
he's definitely not one of those humble rappers that you hear so much about.
Right.
No, you don't. You don't hear a lot about the humble. All right, look,
it's a big group.
That is a big group. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Your next pick: You Will Never Work in Television Again by The Smile.
Yeah, great title. In fact, when I first wrote it out in my notes, I forgot the again, and I went back and added the again, and it felt even more like mean to say, you know, you'll never work in television again. So yes, I, again, just kind of like fell onto this band. I don't know how I discovered this one. I think it was, again, one of the new music playlists, and discovered it's actually, Thom Yorke of Radiohead is kind of like fronting this one. And you have, once I read that and listened to it again, I was like, oh, of course it is, because there's a lot of elements in here that give you that, that kind of Radiohead vibe. But just a great, great new rock song. Really happy we've discovered that, you know, there's new work coming out from him and the other members of this group who have also had really long musical careers. So it was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed this one. I'm going to go dive into to more of their work for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love the title when I just saw this on the list. And I love the band name too, The Smile. But was surprised to see that it was Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead is also on here. But yeah, it sounded like they were all just on lockdown during the pandemic and were just like, let's record some music. So they sort of put this thing together and put this out. But yeah, I like this song. It's a pretty cool rock song. And it almost sounds like a warning, even though it sounds ominous, like you will never work in television again. The song almost sounds like, hey, don't bother going to work in television. Like if you read the lyrics, right. It's more like, this isn't right. worth it.
Yes, exactly. And I'm going to go ahead and add this to the running list, if you're keeping track, listeners, of bands or individuals that have created really great things during times of like stress and trauma.
Right. Yeah. We keep running into that.
Basically. Yes. Yeah. We keep running into that. Whereas I just kind of gained 15 pounds by accident that I'm trying to work off now. That's what I did during the last 2 years.
And created a podcast. Okay. How about that?
I did create a podcast. Yeah. That's true. Thank you. Thanks for keeping it positive.
See?
Thank you.
There you go. Come on, Samra.
All right. Let's move on. Track 5. This one, if I had to pick one that you introduced me to that I was like, oh my gosh, yes, it would be this song. So it is Glitter by Save Face. And yeah, just tell me about it and I'll tell you my thoughts, but I love this one.
So again, we talked about how we research for this new music mix, and I will just kind of find, okay, this album came out on this date, I'm going to listen to it, and I'll just start listening. And that's how I came upon these guys. So I had no prior history with them at all. And just started listening to this album. And this is like the 8th track on this new album. So it's not like I listened to track 1 and then was just good. I was kind of listening to all of it. And I liked a lot of it. They kind of sound like All American Rejects or Good Charlotte. They kind of have that feel to them. But I also felt like with their cadence and their lyrics, they had kind of almost a musical theater quality to it. I think the lyrics were very clever. And this song in particular, where you have a title like Glitter, and it sounds like a fun song, when you really listen to the lyrics and pay attention, it's pretty dark. And
it's very dark.
And I thought that was just really well done, when you can pull that off to kind of create this poppy, happy song that is kind of dark. I just thought it was impressive. So I picked this one, but I think you will enjoy the whole album by these guys.
Yeah, I can't wait to go listen. And I almost interrupted you, and I wish there was a way for me to share this screenshot, because my notes were like, I went back, I felt like I went back in time and started listening to an All American Reject song or Good Charlotte.
Because that's amazing.
It sounds just like them. I mean, and that's not a bad thing. I loved those guys, you know, in like high school and college years for me. But yes, it's a great rock song. The lyrics are really dark, so I prefer to just kind of ignore those and just rock out to it instead.
But I think that's what they do well. Yeah, no, it's a fun band to listen to. Okay, so speaking of something a little different, this made me do a double take because it's not in English. Okay, I'm gonna butcher this name, but L'Enfer by Stromae. Did I get that right? Did I get close?
Yeah, I think you would be like L'Enfer.
L'Enfer. Okay. L'Enfer. We just lost all of our international listeners just from that exchange.
Everyone in France and Belgium is just like, okay, F these guys. I'm out.
And we just hit the top 10 in France and Belgium recently. So this is a blow.
This is going to hurt. Yeah. Yes, so not an English song, as you pointed out. It's sung in French. it's a, however, a beautiful song, and the lyrics translated to English are also really kind of heart-wrenching and sad. It's he didn't produce any music for, I think it was like 10 years, and this is like his first kind of go at music again. So he writes a lot about solitude and you know, not having that avenue for himself, because he didn't really like create anything. He was on a hiatus. And the lyrics are really kind of tragic, but like the song is just, I find it to be just really beautiful and powerful. It reminds me actually of the theme song to Euphoria, at least season one. I haven't started season two yet, but the song All for Us, by Labyrinth and Zendaya. It has kind of electronic elements like that song, but then just like really gorgeous lyrics and like, yeah, the piano mixed in behind his voice. I was just immediately drawn to this song, so I really liked it.
Yeah, when I mean, obviously, I didn't understand the lyrics at first. I'm just kind of listening to the music. So I'm with you. Yeah, it's got a really cool sound. It sounded really, like you said, beautiful. But then I was like, all right, well, let me see what he's talking about. And I was like, oh, my gosh. It's like, this is yeah. It's a very sad song.
It's very sad. Yeah, just the feeling of being alone. And even being, you know, he kind of writes, like, even the thoughts of realizing you're not alone and feeling alone, that still doesn't help you, you know? So I think it's just, yeah, very powerful lyrics, kind of struggling to overcome loneliness. And I think that's really relevant, especially in the last couple of years. Like, it's been hard on a lot of people, and that's an understatement. You know, I don't want to gloss over of just, yeah, kind of the loneliness of the pandemic. So maybe don't listen to this song if you're struggling with that.
Yo, here's the thing. Listen to this song, then go back and listen to the Motivation Mix from last week.
Right. Yeah.
And you're right back. You're right back. But it's worth a listen. It is a good song.
It is. It's a beautiful song.
Yes. Yeah. It is sad.
It is. Yeah. All right. Track 7. You've got a band I didn't hear, know of, but I like this song a lot. And it is I'm On Your Side by Nathaniel Rateliff? Yeah. And the Night Sweats.
Which yeah, I wasn't really sure if funny. It was Rateliff or Ratliff, just based on how it's spelled. Right. But in any case, they're a blues rock band. I had no history with them either, but what did stand out to me is that they record on the Stax record label. So Stax, the legendary nice. Soul music label that we featured on a podcast last year. So I thought it was cool that they're still producing records and that these guys were on it. Love the name of the band. You know, the fact that the backing band is called the Night Sweats, I thought was pretty funny. But yeah, I think this whole album, it's really kind of cool. And if you like kind of that blues rock genre, I think you're really going to like this. And this one in particular stood out to me just because of the quality of his voice really stands out here. And it has that mm-hmm. right, you know, sort of a bluesy feel to it here. And a great message as well. But yeah, it's just kind of a new cool little band, and the whole album is really pretty neat. A lot of good musicianship on it. The band is really strong, so yeah, worth checking out.
For sure. I had two notes on this one. One was that it felt like a really cool pick-me-up song that you could send to someone, you know, because he just yes. keeps repeating like I'm on your side, and I really liked the mood of that and the feel of that. And then two, in my research, I saw that he was on SNL in February of 2021. And my brain did two ridiculous things. One, I was like, oh, he was just on SNL. And then realizing that ridiculous thing number one, that we're not even in the month of February yet. So like that doesn't check out. And number two, like we're in 2022. So like, wrong year entirely. And I just realized, like, wow, what is time? And I started to spiral off of that. So that was really fun. It's a great experience.
Well, it's, you know, you're going to laugh because I, when you said February 2021, I was like, oh, wait, you mean he's coming to Saturday Night Live in February 2021?
Right.
I was like, wait, no, it's, oh, goodness. It's 2022. Yeah. So that just happened to me, Samer. So don't feel bad.
Fantastic. Apologies if that happened to any of our listeners, too. So sorry.
All right. So your next pick. Again, a foreign language pick. Everything Matters by Aurora.
Yes. I had her on our international mix from many, many months ago. She's a Norwegian singer. Her voice is just absolutely beautiful. So whenever I saw that she has new music out, had to throw it on here again. This track in particular, I just think is... is just absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's like poetry being sung. I'm going to highlight some of these lyrics in the chorus here because I like them so much. So she sings, "You are a part of the dawn where the light comes from the dark. You're a part of the morning and everything matters. Here we are, an atom and a star. You're part of the movement and everything matters." I just think it's just really beautiful writing. And it's really fun whenever, yeah, like you can kind of match this, you know, poetry, right? Like songs can be all kinds of things, but I love songs that basically are like poetry sung by just amazing voice with really cool, you know, music to back it. So anyway, that's why this song stuck out to me and why I want to throw it on the mix.
Yeah, you just said, you know, poetry being read. And when you said that, it kind of clicked in my head. Like, yeah, that's because when I was listening to this, it didn't quite feel like I was listening to a musical performance so much as like an artistic performance. And, you know, again, musicians are artists and all that. I'm not trying to say they're not. But it did just have a different feel to it while you're listening to it, a different yes. experience. But yeah, you're right. That is, I think that's a good description. It very much like someone just reading a poem in a sense. And yes, beautiful voice on this one. But yeah, actually, and I did say it's foreign language. It's not entirely. It's partly in English and partly in, I assume, Norwegian.
I don't know for sure. I'm not going to say anything here. So that you're the one that gets canceled.
But she's
safe,
Norwegian. You know? How am I getting canceled? I just
I don't know, man.
I
don't make those rules.
Oh, man. I'm never going to speculate on anything again. Golly.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. Yeah. Now I'm going to be canceled for talking about cancel culture. This is terrible.
Oh, that's right. You shouldn't have condemned it. God.
I should not have. We're in trouble here. Let's move on to track 9. What do you say? But no, yeah, beautiful song. I'm sure it's in Norwegian. So track 9, "Your Song Saved My Life" by U2. Still producing music.
Yeah,
U2. Tell me about this one.
Producing new music. Okay, so
yeah,
I have two small kids, 5 and 8. I've mentioned that in the show before. And one of the fun things about having young kids is you get to go see all these fantastic animated movies. This song
right.
is from the new movie Sing 2, which just came out right around Christmas. All-star cast of voices. And, you know, the original had like Matthew McConaughey and Reese Witherspoon, Scarlett Johansson. And Reese Witherspoon and Scarlett Johansson all have prominent singing roles in this movie, too. So it's actually kind of cool to hear them sing. And so the original one is so good. But then in this one, they add Halsey, who is doing a voice, and she sings an original song. But then also Bono plays one of the characters in this movie, and he contributed a song. So this song plays at the end of the movie. But yeah, I mean, I think it's a really good song. I kind of heard it on, you know, they released it ahead of the movie. But then when you see it in the context of the movie, it's really that much cooler. But there's no album release associated with this. It's just for the movie. So it's just a single that came out by U2. But yeah, I mean, just a really cool classic U2 sound and just great, especially when you put it in context with the movie.
That's awesome. Yeah, I had seen the original Sing and really liked it. I remember really liking it. It's been ages now since I've watched it, but haven't seen the new one. But I imagine I would like it as well. If it's got that same kind of feel good vibe, you know, from the first one, I bet it would be fun to watch number 2.
Yeah, no, it's great. It definitely has the same kind of rhythms to it, but it's definitely a very different story. Yeah, it's good. No, it's definitely worth checking out. All right, so bringing it home here, your second to last pick, you've got "Let Me Go" by J.J. Wilde and Billy Ratfowl. If I'm reading it just phonetically, it's Ratfowl, but it might be Ratfowl. I don't know.
Ratfowl? Yeah, I'm not sure.
We should do more research into pronunciations, I'm realizing.
We really should. All right, yeah. That's going to be a season 3 thing, though. Let's not change course. I can't improve mid-flight.
That's
all
a
right.
fair
That's
point.
Just not
That's
happening.
A fair point.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, J.J. Wilde, Billy Ratfowl. I had just recently discovered J.J. Wilde and really, really loved her. Like, she rocks. A lot of her work is just a you know, solo musician is really good. So check her out. And then saw that she had new music out, and this is kind of like an EP with this other singer. And had to just throw it on to at least introduce you to both of them, really. This is just like a really cool, beautiful song. I love the voice of Billie's. It's, you know, very kind of like folksy in a way. It's a really gorgeous voice as well. Definitely kind of a lower energy song, lots of feels to it, more introspective. So like for me, my energy chart went from like pretty high to pretty low on this mix. And yeah, like the lyrics are also a little down, but you know, sometimes you need that kind of a song. So I really like this song and really excited to have discovered a new artist that I'm obsessed with now.
Yeah, I think her voice almost has a Brandi Carlile feel to it a little bit.
I could see that.
And yeah, I mean, I was not familiar with her or Billie at this point. I'm not even going to pronounce his last name, but I'll just call him Billie. I feel like we're close enough.
Yeah, just Billie.
But this was like a little three-song collaboration they put together, and I thought this was pretty good. I mean, again, not familiar with them previously, but just a good little rock duo here, and I guess you can call it rock, right? What category would you put this in?
Yeah. I would put this in rock, yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, really good, and I just like the lyric that stood out to me, this city is shit, and I'm only here for a year or so.
Right.
So that was really funny. Yeah.
That's a great line, yeah. And I feel like everyone can kind of relate to that, possibly at some point in their life. They move to a city, maybe it's for work, maybe it's for a relationship, whatever it is, and you're just like, ugh, I need to get out of here. All right. Contrary to that feeling, let's talk about track 11, your last pick, Right Where I Belong by Brian Wilson and Jim James.
Yeah, I didn't intend to put two songs from movies on here, but sure enough, that's what I ended up doing. There's a Brian Wilson documentary that just came out in December called Long Promised Road. And he wrote this original song for it. And I just think if you ever go back and listen to just an entire Beach Boys album, and obviously they have a ton of pop radio hits, but the albums, if you go from beginning to end, are very cool sonically, and just the way he just weaves it together, all the different songs throughout the album, it's all just really impressive. And of course, they all have that very distinct Brian Wilson Beach Boys feel to them. This song is in that same category, right? It's got that very distinct feel to it. And his voice sounds a little different, but I don't know. This song just really captured me when I listened to it. And I thought it was great. And so I wanted to get it out there because I had not heard one about the documentary up until I did the research for this. And then this song too. So yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned, you know, kind of the distinct sound, because whenever I first played it, I hadn't yet looked at who, you know, was playing yet. I was just had on my headphones. And I thought, like, wow, this sounds just like a Beach Boys song. And then sure enough. Brian Williams. So I thought that was great. And yeah, Jim James from My Morning Jacket, another band you may be familiar with. But yeah, a really good song. It is, again, I've mentioned this on the show before, and I'll say it again. It's just amazing to me how, like, someone can own a sound, you know? I mean, it's like we all have voices, you know, we pick up the same instruments and all that kind of stuff, but you just find a way to, like, make it your own, and you can, no matter what you're singing or what you're doing, it just kind of carries through there. I just think that's so amazing. It's such a cool piece of the art of music and what makes it so fascinating to me.
Well, and in the case of Brian Wilson, carry that over into so many different songs, right? I mean, that's the impressive part, mm-hmm. I think, to me, is that there's so many singles out there that are distinct, but very similar as well. So yeah, it's impressive for sure. All right, so let's bring it home. Last song on the mix, Curse Your Fail by Broken Social Scene.
Yes, I had Broken Social Scene on a bonus track from last year, whenever we'd recorded some of those, and thought I'd bring them back. You may be familiar with the song Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl. That was the track that I had picked, and was excited to see that they're releasing new music. And I really liked this. The mood is lower. I just imagine this is kind of like a nighttime city walk, you know, out in the cold. It's like kind of a good winter song in that regard, a little bit more introspective, but just liked, yeah, I loved the mood of this one and wanted to, you know, take it home with kind of that, you know, offer up the high energy stuff in the beginning, and then maybe just, you know, be a little bit more introspective. And I feel like that's usually my go-to. Every mix kind of follows that formula. So yeah, that's why I put this one up.
Yeah, no, these guys, this was a good song. And I agree. I was kind of like, when was the last time they came out with some new music? And it's been a little bit, I think a few years. But yeah, I mean, I like the, if you like their old stuff, you're going to like this. I think they have a kind of a Death Cab for Cutie sound to them a little bit. Like, that's probably a good parallel. So if you like them, I think you're going to enjoy this. But the lyric that stood out to me that I liked was, "You're the only one I know, not afraid to take it slow with all the things unknown," which I thought was a really, you know, cool lyric, right? Like, just the, you know, you're the one I know that's not afraid to just kind of move forward with things, even amidst the unknown. I thought that was well done.
That's a beautiful sentiment. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Even though the title is Curse Your Fail, right? So it kind of like goes into it. I'm thinking, okay, maybe it's going to be something kind of negative. And then to hear that kind of stood out for me. So, yeah, nice pick.
Thank you.
So there we have it. Some new music for you. I know I discovered some new artists that I'm definitely going to look into. Hopefully you did as well. Hopefully you do that every week, right? On Super Awesome Mix. I mean, people probably run into some new artists they haven't heard of before.
I certainly do every single recording. As always, you can find our post about this on Super Awesome Mix on Instagram. So be sure to follow us there if you haven't already. And let us know new music you've discovered in the last couple of months. Like, that's been such a joy for me on Instagram to kind of see people write what they're listening to. And I literally go and I listen to every single band and every song that's suggested before I comment. So I'm not just like, you know, kind of randomly commenting.
Great pick. Thumbs up. 100.
I know it may seem that way, but I promise you, I literally go and listen to them before writing something.
But Sam was right.
That's my promise to you.
Keep those suggestions coming because we love discovering new music. And we'll do another one of these new music mixes every couple months so we can all discover some new music. But in the meantime, we will be back next week with another super awesome mix for your collection. So for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you then. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.